Russian forces are tightening their grip around Kursk, the Ukrainian-held area in western Russia. The news comes just as the U.S. cut off intelligence sharing and weapon shipments to Kyiv. Russia is deploying advanced drone units and North Korean troops alongside Marines and paratroopers. The push threatens Ukraine's hold on Sudzha, a key military base, reversing gains made last month. Leading the assault is the Kremlin's Rubicon Center of Advanced Unmanned Systems, using sophisticated drone tactics to overwhelm Ukrainian defenses. These drones target supply routes, strike multiple vehicles simultaneously, and even function as mobile landmines, landing and detonating under passing convoys. Unlike other Russian units struggling against Ukraine's jamming technology, Rubicon's drones can rapidly switch frequencies, keeping them operational. Ukrainian forces have already lost hundreds of vehicles, including Bradley infantry fighting vehicles and armored transport trucks, forcing them into even more of a defensive posture. In Kursk, the advantage remains with Russia. Ukrainian fighter jets bombed Russian supply depots, and troops on the ground repelled incursions, but holding the region may become increasingly difficult. Still, while Russia holds the upper hand in Kursk, the situation is starkly different in Donetsk. There, Ukraine dominates the airspace, pinning down Russian troops who recently captured Chasiv Yar. Russian forces report constant waves of Ukrainian FPV drones striking any movement, while supply convoys and armored vehicles struggle to reach the front lines. Ukrainian forces deployed road-cutting drones to disrupt Russian logistics and are systematically targeting enemy UAV teams before they can launch attacks. Ukraine's signal jamming technology is also frustrating Russian forces, who complain their electronic warfare systems cover less than half the frequencies Kyiv uses. Moscow sent new jammers to the front lines, but so far they have proven ineffective against Ukraine's adaptive tactics. In response, Russia is relying more on drones linked to operators via fiber optic cable, but that tactic can also expose the pilot's location to enemy attack. Further proof, drone warfare is reshaping the battlefield, forcing both sides to adapt in real time.